This is a commentary on a passage from F. Scott Fitzgerald's Tender as the Night on pages 163 to 164. I chose this passage because it is the transition point from the flashback portion of book 2 to where book 1 left off. I thought it'd be neat to see what changes when we go back to the present given this new knowledge. I think we see more of Dick's tragic decline in this passage. When Elsie asks about Nicole, he says that she's fine, but he says it impatiently, and he quickly changes the subject. How can the reader interpret this action? Is Dick annoyed at Nicole at this point, or is he still trying to hide their secret even though Rosemary has caught a glimpse of it? We also see that Dick is still in love with Rosemary, but he's also still trying to maintain his relationship and with Nicole and Nicole's sanity. So with the knowledge of Nicole's highly unstable mental state and her dark past, why would Dick, as a husband and as a doctor, jeopardize their relationship and Nicole's health? We could even go back a little bit and ask, why would he make himself vulnerable to falling in love with Rosemary by constantly putting himself in situations where they were alone? Could his putting himself in vulnerable situations be a common theme in Dick's decline? Mrs. Spears also took on a much darker character than I had pictured her in book 1. What triggered this change was a narrative voice towards the bottom of page 163 where it talks about her amorality. It seems that Dick is starting to pick up on Elsie's hidden character. And I think Mrs. Spears starts to resemble a scientist, and the trip is kind of like her experiment. Some clues in the conversation might point to this idea. For example, she uses the word dissection to describe how she examines the men that Rosemary gets involved with. Then the narrative voice says, so long as the shuffle of love and pain went on within proper walls, this could be seen as the parameters of the experiment, Mrs. Spears could view it with as much detachment and humor as a eunuch. Also, background information could kind of hint at a social experiment. Since Rosemary is a rising actress who is just starting to have success and fame, why would her mom let her hang out with strangers? Could it be that she saw that these people were rich and that Rosemary could maybe gain something from interacting with this crowd or make her way further, even further up the social ladder? And also, why was she okay with letting Rosemary fall in love with Dick even though she knew he was married? Was she testing Dick and Nicole's relationship? The narrator seems to show that Dick is starting to see this and realizes that Mrs. Spears didn't even think about the damage Rosemary could have done to him or Nicole. Could this be Fitzgerald's criticism of psychology or other sciences going on during this time period? The conversation between Dick and Elsie could also almost be seen as a psychological battle or chess match. It seems like Elsie is constantly trying to test Dick. First, she brings out Nicole's breakdown, but Dick counters this with a short reply and change of topic to their suspiciously convenient departure after the murder. Elsie then goes to her main weapons and brings up Rosemary and her feelings for him, but Dick tries to block this attack by staying detached and not revealing his emotions, but Elsie keeps pushing the point, and then Dick's move then is to confess his love for her, and he then finishes it off by going back to his detached mode with a seemingly harsh analysis of Rosemary, saying that she doesn't think and that she's illogical. If this scene is interpreted this way, like a chess game or a mental battle, who wins? What does each character gain? And equally important, what does each character lose? Why would Dick make himself vulnerable by saying he loves Rosemary? And how does Dick walk away from this match? When I first read this passage, I was still in book one mode, looking at it through Rosemary's eyes, and I missed a lot of the depth in this passage. But then I came to the realization that the reader is no longer looking at it from Rosemary's point of view, but more from an omniscient stance. And then the characters, especially Elsie, took on a much more darker appearance. So how well does this passage work to bring the reader back into the present? Is it a smooth transition from Nicole's point of view to an omniscient one? And also, armed with this new knowledge, which characters and what actions from book one or the rest of the book take on a different appearance?